The United Nations today said at least 27 people have died in flash floods caused by heavy rains in northwestern Pakistan. Another 9 people are missing, and about 80,000 are affected in Mardan and Swabi districts, where many refugees from the recent army offensives in the area have been staying. Floodwaters have swept away more than 400 houses, submerged crops, and drowned livestock. Meanwhile, Pakistan today is marking the one-year anniversary of the resignation of President Pervez Musharraf, who stepped down amid allegations of corruption and abuse of the Constitution. His exit from politics led the way to the current civilian government. We spoke to Irfan Shahzad, the lead coordinator at the Institute of Policy Studies in Islamabad, to find out how things have changed for Pakistan in the year since Musharraf's resignation.
I strongly believe that the violence and the intensity of lawlessness that Pakistan is facing today is a result of a series of mistakes and misguided decisions by Musharraf and his regime over the years. In one way, this past year has been good for Pakistan, that the country got rid of a dictator who was just using the constitutional and authority for his own gains. But on the other hand, what country got after his removal is also not working well. In fact, in some cases, the setup that came in the presence of Musharraf and that continued after Musharraf, that is also not any good for the country. They are worse than him, both administratively, both according to the level of their governance, and both as per as their capacity to rule this country is.